When Theron Drake was 14 years old, he started to go blind, but he's always found clarity in the pool. Now he's helping others hone their performance at Catawba College as the first blind NCAA swim coach. WFAE's Cole Del Charco reports.
Something's not right. Hear it? No? Theron Drake can.
The way his hands are hitting the water, especially this right arm right here, his hands are hitting like this. Hey, Ali, straighten up your hands.
It's his first season on the job. Drake has 2 Paralympic silver medals, holds some U.S. records, and is the reigning world champion in the 100-meter breaststroke and the 400-meter freestyle in blind swimming divisions. Those experiences help him coach.
So now I'm just listening and making minor corrections.
Beside his ears, Drake also uses an iPhone.
1:55.83. 1:59.92.
And before swimmers hit the pool, Drake tells them what their workouts will be. During laps, he paces the side, no cane needed. Some on Catawba's swim team weren't sure what to expect from a coach who can't see. But that faded for Amalia Fontes when Drake helped her prevent an injury.
When I first came here, my shoulder was starting to hurt, but he adjusted certain things about my stroke and he got it down right away.
She says he's a great coach and an inspiration.
He always kept going, like no matter what the obstacles were, like he's an awesome coach with a big heart.
He started to go blind at 14, which doctors attribute to methylation disorder. His body doesn't absorb vitamins correctly. The way he puts it, something in his brain stops him from seeing. By then, he was already a competitive swimmer, but this gave him intensity.
When the blindness came and it just seemed, man, why am I blind? I could take that anger out on the water. I could just swim for thousands and thousands of meters.
As confident as he is now, Drake wasn't always sure he could coach. While he had talked about it with friends and people in the swimming community for a while, it was pressure from his wife, Paula, that finally led him to send in an application.
He was confident, but he was like, should I go for that big of a step? And we said, let's take a leap of faith.
So he took the leap and applied. That's when Catawba's head coach, Michael Server, went to the Olympic Training Center to meet Drake. He liked his confidence, but still wasn't sure. He needed to see how he interacted with coaches and other swimmers to see if he could coach.
When I initially met with him, I knew that this was a special guy. I knew that this was a guy that I wanted to have on my team. And he's absolutely all of that.
And Server says he's been doing a great job as his assistant coach so far. Drake can identify and point out anything that a swimmer needs to fix.
Basically, whatever I can pick up, he can pick up, just in a different way.
That's what Drake has been proving to people for years, like people back in his hometown of Hobbs, New Mexico.
The story in Hobbs was always, if you're from Hobbs, you stay in Hobbs. You can't get out.
Drake hated that idea. So when he won the 2 silver medals at the 2016 Paralympics, he brought them to schools and let all kinds of people and kids see and touch them.
And now they look like someone took a razor blade to them.
He wants them to know they can do something that matters. He's hoping to do the same thing for schools and kids in Rowan County soon. He made it his mantra to just keep swimming. He hopes his accomplishments will open doors.
I have a good friend who's a double arm amputee who's asked, hey, how do you think I can get into coaching? So it's something else we can now think of that's opened up doors already.
But more than that, he wants to show people they don't have to settle for what's normal. It's up to each person to choose what to do when someone else says you can't. For WFAE News, I'm Cole Del Charco in Salisbury.